The AMC series Mad Men, winner of the Best Drama Series Emmy for each of its four seasons to date, returns with Season 5 this Sunday after a 17-month hiatus. Our TV critic David Bean Cooley asks whether the long-overdue start of this new season was worth the wait, and starts by answering that very question.
Yes, it was worth the wait. Absolutely. Mad Men returns Sunday with a 2-hour season premiere. And by the time it's over, if you react the way I did, you'll be satisfied and even comforted to have spent 2 wonderful hours with the folks at Sterling Cooper Draper Price. Series creator Matthew Weiner has created something magical with Mad Men, and that magic spell continues in Season 5. This show has a pace and feel all its own, and the writers, actors, and directors all attack with the cocky confidence of John Hamm's Don Draper entering a conference room to woo a new client. These characters have been delineated so richly over the years that spending time with them this season is not only a pleasure, it's a constant series of small but revealing discoveries. When Elizabeth Moss, as Peggy, snaps at Don after she has a bit too much to drink, it's underplayed, but it's obviously a bold move that results in a series of aftershocks. So is the power play by Vincent Kartheiser's Pete, who's bringing in more clients than many others in the office, and doesn't want that fact to go unnoticed or unrewarded. Secrecy and mystery are big parts of Mad Men, especially between seasons, so there's no point in getting specific here. Yes, as usual, the new season begins sometime after the previous season ended, allowing the plot to jump ahead a bit, but I won't say how long. Nor will I say what most Mad Men fans seem to want to know. Did Don really marry Megan, the secretary to whom he proposed, impulsively and quite shockingly, in the 4th season finale? And if you remember that proposal, you really are a fan, because that was televised way back in 2010. All I'll say is that Megan still is a part of Don's life, and they appear at first to be getting along quite well. That's true at work, where Don, played by John Hamm, takes the opportunity to ditch Pete Campbell and meet with Megan, played by Jessica Paré, in his office behind closed doors. At which point, he immediately embraces her.
Let's get out of here.
No.
Then lock the door.
As soon as I'm in here longer than 5 minutes, people start to...
What? Who?
I have to get these to Peggy. We have a presentation, you know.
I can make you go home right now, you know. I have that power. I just saw him.
I have to get back to work.
Open your blouse.
You're a dirty old man. Anything else?
No, ma'am.
I'm sorry, am I interrupting?
Megan and Don also appear to be getting along outside of work, but appearances can be deceiving. Don may be calm and carefree on the surface, but he's always churning underneath. Season 5 begins with him facing his 40th birthday, and a surprise party, at which Megan, as a special gift, joins the band that's been hired for the party, grabs a microphone, and sings a pretentious little song in French while giving him the 1960s equivalent of a lap dance. Because it's Don Draper, it's impossible to register his true reaction, but it'll come out sooner or later. Once again, here's Jessica Paré as Megan.
1, 2, 3, 4. Qu'ils sont doux. Zoubi, zoubi, zou.
The opening hours of Mad Men this season are about office politics and personal relationships. But the world that's percolating outside, at this point in the 60s, can't be held at bay for long. And it isn't. Mad Men is a show devoted to its era and determined to strip away any undeserved nostalgia. So race, war, and drugs all come into play. But Mad Men also is about our times, and the timeless ebb and flow of intimate relationships, professional status, and secret yearnings. Mad Men, even after such a long hibernation, is a show for all seasons. It's great to have it back, and it's as great as ever.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Fred Snyder, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.